Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. This is the Q&A, which is one of my favourite parts of the podcast, where we will pick up on the questions that you leave in the comments on social media or indeed email in to ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com and we answer them, which is so good because the intention of this whole podcast is to make sure that we are helping you own your health. So, today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that I'm talking about in the weekly newsletter this week. So if you've come across from the weekly newsletter or indeed want more information, then the weekly newsletter is, you can sign up for it on my website, katiebrindle.com. And we're talking all about autumn shedding. Now, this is a really important health technique that you need to do at this time of year because our human bodies are designed and have come out of nature. We're designed to mirror nature. We have come out of nature and it's important that we copy nature. So at this time of year, as the leaves are turning, you can literally see them turning behind me in the window and they start to shed, we need to do the same thing. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about a really common beauty technique or common beauty problem, sorry, which actually affects over 66% of women and over 52% of women. It's their top concern, which is double chin. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about some of the lovely things that people have said in the last week. So Crypto Cupcake says, I just love your practical guidance. I've used so much of your info to improve circulation throughout my body. I really appreciate this page. Love from South Africa. Thank you, Crypto Cupcake. Murphy says, thank you for this information on acupressure points for constipation. Bowel functions are a challenge for both my husband and I. We'll work with these acupressure points. Have a great day. And Cheryl says, I love garlic. And the fact that smelling it regularly is good for me has made my day. Just wondering, should it be kept in the fridge once grated and sealed in Tupperware? It's better if it is. It will just last that little bit longer. If kept in Tupperware and it's kept in the fridge, you can keep grated garlic for smelling for up to 5 days and then it needs to be refreshed. But it's a very, very useful immune strengthening technique. If anyone's got blocked up nose or they need to strengthen their respiratory tract or they're suffering from long COVID or they're trying to protect themselves against all the lurgies which are airborne at this time of year and only getting worse, I really recommend it. You just grate a few cloves of garlic and leave it in a Tupperware, just a little Tupperware, and every now and then open the Tupperware and have a good sniff. It's one of the world's cheapest immune system techniques. So that's a really useful one to talk about. Right. But actually, we talked a lot about my top immune products in the previous podcast Q&A. So do listen back to the previous episode because I go through a whole load of brilliant techniques to help you there as well. So before we get into today's episode, I wanted to highlight to you a couple of these brilliant sponsors that we have. So we're really picky about who we partner with because I want to make sure that when I'm partnering and promoting something here to you, my audience, that I endorse it wholeheartedly and I genuinely think it's in your interest to know about it. So let's talk about Meda. Now, Meda Skincare was set up in 2009 by Dr. Tina Meda. And the reason I love this brand so much is because it's really very much focused on finding holistic and natural solutions to your skincare. And she has a few really cool, iconic products. The first one, which is the one that she started with, which is this probiotic exfoliating Enzi Peel Mask. What it does is it works in conjunction with the microbiome on your skin. Now, this is really important because most of my audience is sort of 40 plus. So anyone that's 40 plus is likely to have put chemicals on their skin over the years because that was the skincare that we were sort of introduced to in the bad old days of the 20th century. Now, that's not great because when you strip the microbiome off your skin, what happens is then that gets replaced by a whole load of chemicals. And that's not great because basically everything's stripped off and chemical dependent. So what happens with this Enzi Peel Mask is that it basically supports the health and diversity of your skin's beneficial bacteria. Now, this is important because I'm talking to you about this in the autumn. And autumn is very much a time of the metal element, which is to do with your lungs and your large intestine and the immune system. And microbiome, which sits on the surface of the skin and is not to be stripped off, has a direct relationship with the lungs because the skin is the second lung. And the lungs, in turn, have the secondary organ of the large intestine, which is where vast quantities of this microbiome are hosted within the body. And this is all the good bacteria. This is all the good stuff. So we really don't want to be stripping this stuff out. So Meda has a brilliant quiz, which will help you establish exactly what it is that you need to be adding to your skincare routine. But the hero product that she launched with back in 2009, which sort of got her into the public space, is very much this Enzi Peel mask, which is probably the thing that I use the most. And I really, really enjoy using, and you can really feel it sort of working into the skin. So a brilliant, brilliant brand. I really, really endorse this brand. I think it works very much as regular skincare, but also treatment skincare as well. And I'm all in favour of regulating the biome back into your skin if you've been using chemicals. Now, to today's first question. Sophie, do you have any suggestions for the neck or for a double chin? Now, interestingly, there was a survey of 3,500 British people, and double chins are the top concern for 52% of men and 66% of women. So with that, given that it's kind of over half the population, well, okay, it was a 3,500 people study, but, you know, it's a good representation. Let's talk necks. Let's talk double chins. So the first thing to say in Chinese medicine is that one of the things that we need to think about with this is something called qi and blood stagnation. Now, if any of you have been listening to more than one episode of this podcast, you're going to know what I'm about to say. If you're new, welcome. This is what I say all the time. If you want to own your health, there are three things you need to know. Anybody that listens to my podcast regularly, do feel free to join in and say it with me so that you're literally saying the words like a magic spell. Number one, you need the energy and blood to flow smoothly around your body. And it sounds obvious, but it doesn't. Well, it could do, but it doesn't because of modern day living. Number two, you need to purge and nourish, which means the body needs to release out what no longer serves, and it needs to bring in the new, fresh stuff. But it doesn't. It tends to get clogged up like a kind of dirty shower drain, and then you're going to start to feel like you're dragging it around. Now, the problem with purge and nourish is it's one of those things that kind of accumulates slowly, a bit like a kind of clogged up shower drain. So you've got to be on top of that, because otherwise you may not necessarily notice until it's too late. So that's the next thing. And then the final thing, which is the thing that most people don't even know is a thing, is that you have to strengthen the five key organs. Now, the five key organs in Chinese medicine are the heart, the spleen, the lungs, the kidney, and the liver. And most people don't realize that. So when we're talking about anything to do with what you look like or what you're feeling like or what your symptoms are, it will always, always boil down to those three things. So therefore, to own your health and to rectify the problem and to take matters into your own hands in a safe way, those are the three things that we need to address. And double chins are no exception. So the first thing is that the qi and the blood stagnation start to lead to fat and to fluid accumulations in the neck and the chin area. Now, why? Well, the first reason is because we have got big lymph nodes sitting right here, which are the kind of front line of disease. You've got tonsils right here, glands, tonsils, okay? And they're here. And then what happens is they can get congested. Why? Because we don't move. You see, I'm not saying that the olden days were the good old days, okay? In almost every respect, they were not. But in terms of the human body, most people were moving around a lot more. I mean, even so much as a modern day car, which is a relatively modern invention. I got a new car about a year ago, and it's got this really cool thing, which is this kind of computer screen on the dashboard, whereby when I'm reversing, which I have to say with my driving is a very good thing, it kind of shows me what's going on at the back of the car, meaning I no longer have to twist. I don't have to twist. It's also got this really cool thing, the seatbelt sort of pongs out of its thing so that I don't have to twist this way either, because the seatbelt's already here and I just go like this. So this is all terribly comfortable. Okay, it's all very nice. I was like, ooh, look at this. But we're not twisting. We're not turning. We're not moving in the way that we used to, because we are becoming increasingly inactive with these labor time-saving devices. And as a result, we're not moving our heads around the way we used to, so that therefore things tend to stagnate and then they get stuck. And then they're not moving down because lymph, which is such a key culprit here, is not pumped around the body by the heart like the blood is. Lymph is moved by muscle movements, and lymph is the heavier congestion going on in your body. The heavier molecules, the thicker molecules that are not able to be picked up by blood flow being pumped through. Those are the lighter molecules. Lymph is the heavier stuff. And if you're not moving and twisting and the muscles aren't moving regularly enough, or you're just sitting at your desk like this all day and thinking, I'll go to the gym later, that's fine if you are indeed going to the gym later. Although actually it's not fine because your body needs to be moving constantly. The human body has been designed to move constantly and we're not. So that's the very first thing, which is creating sagging and puffiness because the lymph starts to accumulate and things start to go wrong. Now, the next thing is, interestingly, is that the spleen, as I said, is one of the five key organs, is responsible for digestion and it's responsible for muscle movement and therefore is responsible for lymphatic flow. Now, there is already a whole symphony of things that the spleen is responsible for. The other interesting thing about the spleen organ is it's paired with the stomach. Now, okay, the stomach's nowhere near your double chin, but the stomach channel, on the other hand, starts just under, if you look straight ahead, and you just put your fingers, like very gently, just at the eye socket, not in your eye, just on the little bony bit. The spleen is just above, is just above there. It's just very gently, just in that soft squidgy bit. That's where the stomach channel starts and it comes down the face. Okay, then it sort of makes a bit of a journey down the back and then it goes down the sides of the neck. So immediately the relationship between the spleen and the stomach is having a relationship with your double chin. Okay, because if the spleen is getting compromised because you're over-worried or your diet is compromised, which is very, very, very likely to be, or you're doing some big no-nos that your spleen doesn't like ice or cold food coming from a chiller cabinet because you've gone to, I don't know, Pret in your lunch and you've just gone and got yourself a sandwich and it's a bit cold because the spleen doesn't like that and nor does the stomach. And then all of these things that you're doing start to impact the energy channels of the organs as well. And those energy channels are connected and going through your face. So immediately things are starting to wobble. And the other thing, when energy channels start to kind of get a bit deficient and a bit wobbly and things aren't quite flowing correctly and the energy and the blood circulation isn't abundant like it is in youth, what the body tends to do is it draws everything inwards. Okay, so the extremities start to get compromised. That's why we start to lose our hair or lose our eyesight or lose our hearing or things start to go saggy and baggy, as I call it, because the body is drawing everything inwards into the torso because this is where your organs are. And as I said, when we go to those three key things that keep your body healthy, keeping the five key organs strong and happy is quintessential to your good health. And if they're not, the body will start to draw things in, which then has an impact on how you look. And that's why our appearance is so important, because if we look good, it's because it's a reflection of the fact that we're in good nick. That's what beauty is. It's an exterior manifestation of your interior health. And if we're getting things like double chins or lines or eye bags or crepey eyelids or wrinkles or anything to do with our face or our hair's thinning, it's starting to impact the fact that it's showing us to the outside world that our organs are starting to get deficient, and that's unattractive. Because ultimately, when your organs eventually are compromised to such an extent, you will exit this world because eventually you will die, because you are indeed a biological creature when it comes to your body, not your soul. But that's for another episode. So that's the next thing. So a weakened spleen. Now, if anyone's interested in that and they're thinking, oh, that's really interesting, there is a free fact sheet all about the spleen, which I would urge you to have a look at because it gives you loads more information about that, because I can't go into absolutely everything in every single thing. Now, the other thing is going back to diet. Now, our diets are compromised in the West. Even the best diets in the West are still not as good as they traditionally were in Asia. They're just not. Okay, certainly not in the UK, possibly in Italy and France, possibly, but only if you were wealthy. Okay, but the understanding of nose to tail food and nature traditionally, not so much now, but traditionally, and that's where this information comes from, which is what we need to focus on. If that diet isn't optimum, okay, that will lead to a sluggish digestion and again puffiness and a double chin. And then, of course, the aging process, which will often have a huge effect on the fascia. Now, fascia is connective tissue, which goes all over the body. Now, fascia is very much controlled by the kidneys and the lungs and the heart in Chinese medicine because it's connective. It's kind of controlled for different reasons from different organs. So again, if those five key organs are starting to get compromised by the aging process, fascia gets caught up in the mix and fascia starts to calcify, it starts to sag, or it starts to kind of get tense. And so then you either get kind of of tense expressions on the face, all things start to again get saggy and baggy, because it's not robust, it's not perky, because it starts to sag, okay? And then good old liver qi stagnation. Now, liver qi stagnation is something I talk about a lot. Now, the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi, which is energy and blood around the body. It's one of its number one jobs. And when the liver gets bothered, okay, or compromised, now it does. If your flow gets interrupted, which is things like traffic lights or interruptions of your train of thought by, say, small children, or things coming into your computer screens where you're in the middle of something and then you get sidebar informations pinging and popping up at you and sort of alerts, for example. I have stopped all alerts on every single electric device. I have also put my phone permanently onto silent. Okay, it means people don't get hold of me very easy, but I cannot be constantly interrupted. It is so bad for your liver. It is one of the worst possible things for your liver, because it creates stagnation of this lovely smooth flow. Livers like to walk. Livers like to look at the horizon. Livers like to think big, okay? And they don't. They get like all the time, and it creates this horrible stagnation. So that, in turn, can create tension and puffiness around the jawline. Now, one of the main reasons for this is because the gallbladder channel, which is the pair of the liver, like the stomach is the pair of the spleen, comes up at the side of the jaw, which in turn can have an impact on what's going on with your double chin. Now, just like the spleen uses the stomach as a kind of dumping ground for all the stuff it can't cope with, and then the stomach kind of carries it up away and wants to remove it as far away from the organ as possible, the gallbladder does the same with your liver. So there's quite a lot of stuff getting dumped up here, which in turn aren't getting swept away by the lymphatic system and by the fascia because it's not operating properly. So it's getting saggy and baggy. It's just pooling and congesting and it's not getting released. So, as I always say, because there's a lot of repeat information here, 50% of the solution is understanding the problem. So now we understand the problem, we can go about owning it and owning our health and dealing with the solution. So what do we do? Well, one of the first things we do is we use facial gua sha. Now, facial gua sha is something that I've been talking about for many years. It's any familiar people of me and the brand are likely to have come across me because of me holding up a crystal like this and explaining to you what to do. So one of the first things you need to do is get one of these crystals from the Hey You method. And I would urge you also to have a bottle of the beauty oil at the same time, because you have to use oil when you do gua sha, otherwise you're going to drag the skin and make the matter worse. So apply some oil. If you don't mind, I won't, because I'm filming today and I'm all camera ready and it's going to mess up everything. So here's my oil, okay? And then I'm going to take the rounded edge of the tool and I'm going to take my earlobe as the marker, and then I'm going to gently press stroke down my throat 6 times from the earlobe down to the top of the shoulder blade, okay? I'm not doing it 6 times in this demonstration because people will get bored, so I'm just sort of doing it a bit. Then we're going to go to the back of the neck 6 times either side of the spine, okay? Now, in that, what you've done there is you've immediately cleared the debris. Okay, now, then what you do is then you go with the double end of the tool and you go along the jawline and then down the throat. So you're going from the chin to the earlobe and then down, constantly taking the lymph down into the terminus. That is the first thing you want to do. And this is absolutely fantastic for strengthening up the jawline. Okay, this is one of the best things that I recommend you do. You then complete your gua sha routine by going up over into the cheeks like so, and then up over to the forehead like so, always draining it back down so that you're clearing all the debris away from the face. So that's the first and easiest thing to do. The next thing to do is to take a couple of other of the Hey You tools, which I recommend as your basic toolkit. So these are the 3 key things you need: a gua sha, a brush, and a little mini tapper. Now, the next thing is face brushing. So face brushing is one of the easiest ways of dealing with this congestion, because what you're doing is you're just gently brushing the gentle face brush along the chin and down into this lymphatic area, down into the lower lymph glands, okay? Because you've got huge lymph glands all around the clavicle and around the front of the arms, where the arms join the torso, okay? So you've got big lymph glands here, so we're just going to send this down from where it's congesting and pooling in the face and down into this area, okay? Then you obviously take the brush all over the surface of the skin. This is also a fantastically pleasurable technique for your face as well as a beauty technique. And then you take the mini tapper, okay? And then you're just going to tap down the neck. And you're never going up and down, you're always going downwards, okay? And then down under the chin, And then what I'm doing is at the same time as tapping, I'm going to stretch my neck at the same time. So I'm going to lean one ear towards its shoulder like that, and then just tilt my chin backwards. And then just tap down. And then I can go back over it with the brush like so, and then do the other side. And what this is doing is the tapper is going to start to break down these heavier molecules, because it's all about purge and nourish. And you're going to find that some molecules are lighter than others. So the little ones get carried away very easily if everything's moving smoothly. What the tapping and the brushing and the gua sha also do is strengthen up the fascia, strengthen up the muscles, strengthen up the lymphatic flow, increase microcirculation by up to 400%. So getting everything moving. Okay, now the other thing that you can do very easily is a very nice little acupressure point, which is just here. If you stretch the chin forwards, it's just there, and you can just put your thumb there and you can just press into that area. And that is a really, really important point for increasing circulation and for basically getting the energy flowing correctly through the double chin. It's also some really simple Qigong movements are very, very easy. One of the world's easiest ones is basically just sitting forwards with your feet on the ground and just twisting and looking up, stretching, rolling the neck down, stretching. That's the easiest one to do, just going from side to side. You can also roll the neck around slowly. The thing with Qigong is everyone always goes too fast. You want to really slow it down and always go the other way, because what you're doing is just allowing the fascia to stretch. You're allowing the congestion to basically just get pushed and pulled via the muscle contractions into the lymphatic system. Okay, and if you combine that with the tools as well, that's going to really help. In an ideal world, you could come and join me in my Qigong classes, because they will help you massively as well, because then you're working over the entire body. And remember, this is a symptom. This is one area. But what you actually want to do is make sure you're working the whole of the body, because then the symptoms are just the manifestation of the problem. They're not the actual, they're part of the problem, but you need to treat the body as a whole. And the other thing that I would recommend is a little bit of gentle lymphatic drainage massage, where you just use your fingers and you just put your fingers either side of the throat, and you're going in a little horseshoe. So you're going sort of, you press very gently, you go up and round, like a little kind of, you're doing like the letter C. So going up and down, then take the hands off, up and down, hands off, up and down, hands off, up and down, like that. And then you go back to the top again, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And if you're really, and you can do this around the back as well, and if you're really, really suffering from this, then actually having a manual lymphatic drainage massage would also be really, really useful. And if anyone's interested, I've got the name of, if you're London-based, or you can get yourself to London, or I think he's opening somewhere in York, I've got the most amazing Tuinar massage practitioner. And Tuinar is like the most amazing Chinese massage ever. And it's very, very hard to get good practitioners in it. And I'm very, very lucky to have found one. And I can't rave about him enough. So if anyone's interested, I can give his name out as well. I won't give it out here, because you might get deluged. We'll go, Katie, what have you done? But if anyone's interested, message in and we'll send you his number. So these are the key things talking about double chin. The key thing to say is that it's very important to strengthen the spleen. Okay, it's very important to move the lymphatic flow and to move the qi and the blood flow. They are the key things that you need to think about, making sure that you're combining the techniques of gua sha, acupressure, gentle stretching with qigong, tapping and brushing, and if it's really bad, adding in a couple of therapy sessions with the right practitioner as well. That should sort the problem out. I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know. We're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in in order to get good bowel movements in autumn, to decluttering, to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And the Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to the Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, the Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management, and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. Our second wonderful partner is Evolve Beauty. And now the reason I love Evolve Beauty is because their lovely founder, Laura Rudo, is very close to my heart, in as much as she really looked at something which actually needed to evolve, hence the pun on the name. But actually she needed some, we all needed to evolve. We needed to come out of chemical based beauty products, which were bad for our skins, bad for our bodies, bad for our environments, and come up with something which is cruelty free, which is vegan, which is pregnancy friendly, which is environmentally friendly, and has a commitment to zero waste production and carbon neutral practices. That is quite the remit. I certainly know from setting up the Hey You method, it is really, really difficult to walk the path of integrity. You are being pulled in every single which direction to kind of cut corners, and you have to kind of really be committed to the evolution of everything in order to actually walk that path. Now, Laura has done just that. So that's exactly what she's doing. And again, with very, very highly clinically tested products, which are really good for the skin and really good for the environment. She is also giving us a bargain. She's giving us 20% off at Till Point if you put in this time Brindle20. There are T's and C's that apply, so do please have a look at the description for more details if you need more information. But if you pop over to evolvebeauty.co.uk, you can have a look for yourself and take advantage of the 20% discount. Next Q&A is autumn shedding. Now, this, as I said earlier in the episode, is very much connected to what I'm talking about in today's email. So do please sign up to my email. If you go over to my website, katiebrindle.com, the email thing will pop up straight away. We don't spam you. You get one really good email per week, which yours truly writes. I'm very proud of them. They're full of really good advice, if I do say so myself. And now what we're trying to do is to tie the emails into the podcast as well, so that you've kind of got me talking and writing and filming all at the same time. So we can't really do fairer than that. So what we're going to talk about today to sort of kick this off is about autumn shedding. So as I said earlier, the thing about being a human is that we have evolved out of nature. Now, we do forget this because we live in homes. Many of us live in cities and urbanized environments, and so we kind of forget nature. I certainly know I'm very lucky. We moved to the countryside about 12 years ago because I was London born and bred, but I really felt like I needed to be more in nature, and luckily due to our jobs we were able to do so. And I've very much observed, as I sort of to and fro into London, how much less connected to nature I am when I'm in a city environment, just because it's just harder to see it. And it's something, even now, even though this is what I talk about and this is my subject matter, even I notice that when I'm in an urban environment I forget. And I don't do things, and yet I should. So it's very, very easy to forget. Now, one of the most important things at this time of year is all about shedding, because just like the leaves are shedding their, the trees are shedding their leaves at this time of year, we need to shed. So the important thing is that I want to give you kind of three things that you could do that will help you align yourself to this shed. Now, lots of people talk about spring cleaning in the springtime, and indeed spring is a time to clean, but actually the best time to clean is autumn, because as the leaves are falling off the trees, because the trees are shedding what is no longer required out of the process so that they can go into winter stillness in order to kind of regenerate themselves into a new frequency in the springtime, we need to do the same thing. So one of the first things that I suggest that we do is a social media cleanse. So what I suggest you do is, if you're following loads and loads of accounts, it's not always healthy. It depends what the accounts are. And one of the things I recommend is to make sure that all accounts that you follow are either entertaining in an honest, genuine state, or educational. or both. I like to think that we're both. Okay, so hopefully we make the cut. But I noticed when I did this for the first time last year that I spent a long time shedding social media accounts, which for some reason or other had ended up sort of being clicked on over the course of the year, or even longer because I hadn't done it before. And there's all sorts of accounts in there which are, why am I even following this? This doesn't actually make me happy. This actually makes me feel insecure. So what I did, and I really recommend this as advice, is that for about 3 or 4 weeks, every day I shed 10 accounts. Now, if you follow loads of people, 10 accounts is quite easy. If you don't follow that many people, then perhaps shed one or three. But just zip through what you follow. Just kind of go like a fruit machine and just land where it may. And just look at the account and go, is this an account that I really want to follow? And just give yourself a few accounts that you release each day. Because what then happens is you trim down what the feed is bringing in. And then then what happens is you're being served with the right stuff, not kind of flicking through kind of a load of stuff which actually doesn't actually bring you joy and doesn't actually refine or cultivate your energy frequency. And that is what autumn is about, letting go in order to appreciate what's there and to value what remains. And it's very hard to value something if it's all clogged up. Okay, this is the same thing that I'm going on to the next thing, which is to declutter. Now, anyone that follows me on my social media at the moment will have been witnessing me having the biggest declutter of my home environment and recording it and showing everyone all about it. So autumn shedding and home decluttering are one of the same, because what happens with our homes is we tend to accumulate things. Things end up sort of being put in cupboards and drawers and just kind of gathering dust, and they're sort of there. And often you have to be in the mood to do something. Now, autumn energy is the mood. What you're going to find with decluttering is it creates a space. Now, recently on the podcast, we had the brilliant Kimberly Gallagher came on. So I do really recommend that you listen to that podcast, because she is a feng shui expert. And she talks a lot about how important it is to have the energy flowing through your home in order for you to feel healthy and have the energy flowing through your life and flowing through your relationships. And as a Chinese medicine practitioner, I would totally concur with that and say that we have evolved out of our environments, and our environments used to be nature, and we've moved our environment into our home, and therefore we need to ensure, like nature, our home sheds like leaves are shedding outside. Because in the olden days, the olden, olden, olden days, we would have been in the trees. That's where we lived. And so we would have felt that feeling. So we have to do it in our homes. So we need to shed. So it's very, very important to use this time wisely and to absolutely prioritize decluttering your homes. Now, many people kind of go, oh, I have to be in the mood, and oh, I have to get around to it. So what I always say is, to start with, if you've never done this before, just start anywhere, like a pocket, a handbag, the drawer in the kitchen, your sock drawer, and just remove 3 unnecessary items. You will be amazed how quickly you will find 3 things that you just think, I don't need that. What's that doing there? Okay. And then what will happen is just repeat it. Okay. So just like with your social media, just every day for 3 to 5 days, repeat 3 unnecessary items. And you will start to find very quickly that you will notice a difference, which is a good thing. But also what you'll find is it's really, really satisfying. It is kind of like the health equivalent of pimple popping. It's really satisfying, which means once you start to do it, you'll get the bug and you'll want to do it. Now, when you start to get the bug, what will happen is you can start to progress faster than 3 to 5 things per day. What you can do is say to yourself, right, this evening or this Sunday or this Saturday or whenever it's going to be, I am going to do X. Okay, now for the next step, I would start with something relatively simple. So if you started to declutter, say, a kitchen drawer, then what I would then do next step is empty the kitchen drawer, take it all out, and then create 3 piles. Okay, put things back into the kitchen drawer that absolutely need to be there, and then have one pile for, say, recycling, and another pile for things that actually don't really belong there and they need to go somewhere else. So that then what you've done is you will then be left, you deal with the recycling, so that goes off, and then you're left with the pile that needs to go elsewhere. And then you sift back through that pile, move it to the next place, and then you continue. Now, I did this, and as a result, I have ransacked my way through my entire home. And I started the whole process very, very actively last year. And what I noticed this year was that the things that I did last year took seconds or at the most minutes to just kind of zhuzh back through because they'd been tidied up already. And then what happens is you look at them again with a fresh autumn shed because your energy's changed again. So then you look at them again and go, do I need this? Do I need that? But the process doesn't take so long. The bits that I didn't get to last year because I kind of ran out of time and autumn finished and then the mood went and then I didn't want to do it anymore, those were the bits that took longer. But what's happened is because I'd already done most of it, it didn't take me long to do those kind of hot spots. And as you shed, you will feel a sense of lightness and space in time inside your body, and it will help you generate really good energy flow around the body because you in turn feel decluttered and harmonized in the space around you, and it has an impact on the body, and it really, really does. And it's one of the most important things I can teach you, because one of the things about healing and owning your health is that I will teach you to heal with supplements and with tinctures and with elixirs and with oils and with tools and all and with techniques and with gua sha and breathing and qigong. I will teach you all of this, but the most important healing I will ever teach anybody is healing with energy. Now, energy has to be felt. You can't heal if you don't feel it, because you don't see energy, you feel it, and you have to resensitize yourself into it. Most of us have been desensitized by modern living, and therefore what we need to do is be resensitized into our energy flow. And that comes from starting to notice what it feels like to be in your home, and you will start to sense your energy. It will feel lighter and purer and calmer and freer because your body is absorbing what's going on in the home around it. I cannot impress this enough. And then the last but by no means least on this is emotional shedding, which I would very much use your journals for. And if you don't yet journal, I would urge you to get yourself a nice book and to use the techniques I teach you here to do so. I don't overuse journaling. I find journaling a very, very useful technique when instructed clearly. And what I would do is I would write down in your journal everything that you wish to release. Okay, things that you can let go of, things that you wish to let go of. And then in turn, also write down things that you appreciate. Because gratitude is a high frequency of the autumn resonances. But gratitude for modern living can often be quite a difficult emotion for us to feel, weirdly, because we're so deluged and saturated that it's quite hard to see the wood for the trees. Appreciation is a lower level energy flow, and it's actually quite easy to be appreciative of smaller things. So it's quite hard to be grateful for the air I breathe unless I kind of really put myself into it, because it feels quite a stretch. And I'm not sounding like I'm being ungrateful here. It's just with everything else going on, it's like, yeah, I feel grateful for my air. Well, of course I do. And it feels a bit insincere. Whereas to appreciate the breath actually feels a bit more congruent. It feels, yeah, of course I appreciate my breath. Yes, it's a slightly lower frequency of gratitude, which then means that the energy will start to flow. And then what I would then urge you to do is try as best you can to use the exhale to let go of the old energy patterns. And as you breathe in a sense of appreciation for all of the good things that you have in your life, and use that as a breathing exercise. So breathe out and let go, and breathe in and draw in the new, beautiful, appreciative energy sensation. And that will start to get the ball rolling. Now, to develop that, you really do need to come to the Healing Circle, because it's quite hard to give you the full bells and whistles kind of at this sort of top of the funnel end that we're at now. So the Healing Circle will give you that. And I'm just sort of sending a message to the team here to say, perhaps in the next recording, we could do a appreciation meditation where we can practice letting go and appreciating on the, oh, James has just popped his head. He's given me the thumbs up. So we'll do that next time to help you. Okay. But in the meantime, use your journal to just write it down, and then we'll do that next time we record. Okay. So the key thing here is that autumn is all about the metal element in Chinese medicine. Metal element is about refinement. It's about letting go. It's about gratitude. And above all, it's about preparing yourself for winter. Okay. And when we get to winter, we go to stillness. And therefore it's very important in the action of preparation towards stillness that we purify and refine, which is all part of metal, as much as we possibly can, so that everything around us is still and peaceful and refined and light and quiet as best as it can possibly be. And the more you practice this, the easier it gets. People that have been doing this work with me for several years are all commenting now, sort of 5 years in, because we've probably been doing the Qigong now for that long. So they're saying now how easy it is to kind of go into very, very high frequencies because they've shed all the lower stuff first. So that's what we're talking about in this week's email. And that was a really good question that came in. So thank you so much about that. So do keep shedding now, because when we get to November time, actually, that's when the winter season begins. And at that point, we're going into the stillness. So you've got a few weeks to carry on doing this. So it's really, really useful. So thank you so much for joining me today. So we've basically been talking very much about autumn shedding and sagging necks / double chins. So if anyone has questions that you would like me to answer, do please message in to ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. And if you are on any of the social media platforms, you can just leave it in the comments below and we will pick the questions up. If you're emailing in and you want it to be a confidential question, please write confidential so that we know not to share it. And if you are on Apple or Spotify, do please share this information with your friends and loved ones, because we really, really want to get the word out here. So thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next time.